You have such a cute morning face. No, I mean it. Like, your little sleepy eyes are just adorable. I love looking at them. Yeah, no, I brought you a nice protein-laden breakfast, scrambled eggs with some bacon and some sausage and oh yeah, spinach, that's for iron, because transforming takes so much out of you. Yeah. And look, electrolytes for your drink. It's delicious. Yeah, Pediasure. It's what the plants love. It's really, mix it with some water so it thins it out a little bit. It doesn't taste the best, but I heard that it's really good for recovery whenever you lose a lot of essential vitamins and minerals. See? It perked up really easy after even just a couple sips. I tried it myself. Honestly, I might use it for after workout protein shakes, but I can't imagine it's anything like what you just went through. Yeah, I know. Well, you haven't really seemed all that happy lately. Like last transformation, we didn't even have the door open. Oh, door locked. Sorry. I get so flustered when I think about how far we've come, where you didn't even want me downstairs. Door was wide open. You came in late in the bed with me, and I got to scritch your ears and run my fingers through your fur. It was really nice. I had one of the best sleeps of my life, honestly. And you even passed out before I did this time. Yeah. And look, you're on the night shift now, which is gonna make things so much easier. And I am able to arrange my schedule around, everything so that I can be there too. And I don't know, you just haven't seemed happy. Well, no, I know you took the trip into the forest recently, and I know you haven't talked about it, and I haven't wanted to press you. Well, of course. I would never be upset, no matter what you went in there for. Why are you being like this? Oh. Well, I mean, it's your gift. I don't view it as a curse. I'm sorry. I can't. If that's how you choose to describe it, fine, but I look at it as a gift. You're so powerful now. You could help so many people if you. I get it. No, locked in a basement is not helping anyone, but you're getting control over it. You might be able to roam the city and. No, I don't. Jesus, I'm not trying to date Batman. That's not. No. There's no way I want to be Pepper Potts. I look at this as a wonderful thing because I know what it's done for me. I still feel safer knowing that you exist. I can't imagine that you would have been turned into a werewolf just so you could help me sleep at night. I was sleeping better even before I knew you were aware. Okay. No, you're right. You get to decide how you feel about it. Your feelings are definitely valid, but I think it's cool. I think it's something that, even if you don't like it, maybe you could turn it into something that's a positive. We're all dealt negative stuff. I deal with sleep paralysis and lots of other things. And as a result, I help researchers help other people not have to deal with it. There are people that have been cured based off of me being researched. I guess it's not my research. Okay, I'm sorry. No, you're right. I'll just listen. Okay. All right. No, that's fine too. No, I hear you. I hear you. That's great. That's great. That's great. It's great that you don't want to be one, but wasn't it a witch that turned you into it, or what you thought was a witch? Why would the fays want to undo what another magical being did? Well, yeah, no, we found those other werewolves, and they all were turned by other werewolves who wanted to expand their pack and thought that they would make great pack members. Some even sought it out. You weren't seeking it out. And it wasn't another werewolf who thought that you would make a great pack member. So that means that the witch, for some reason, chose you above all others. She could have chosen anyone in the forest that night. And witches can leave the forest. I'm guessing any of those things can. Therefore, she could have found someone else, but she found you. She saw something in you. And I think you need to honor that. I think you need to honor the fact that she saw something in you and I see something in you. If you want to change, if you want to go to the phase and you're just tired of this, I can't stop you. And I would never leave you for that. I just, no, I get it. You're smarter and funnier, and you've always been different from everyone else. But I think that's why I fell for you so easily. I can talk to you and not feel judged. I can tell you my deepest, darkest secrets and not worry that others are gonna find out about it. I know that with you, I can trust you above anyone else. I don't know. I don't know. I think this is a mistake. And you don't know if it's a reversible mistake. What if you go back and you don't like that any more than you did before? Well, I think that's a part of the human experience. I don't think any of us like ourselves at all times. We always want to be someone else at some point. We always tell other people, don't be like other people, be different. Meanwhile, trying to be exactly like everyone else, it's such a weird thing. I don't know. I just think you have a greater purpose. What was that for? Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that I can be a comfort to you. I wish that I could give you all the right answers that are going to instantly make you feel better. And I don't want you to decide not to do this and be miserable thinking that you would be letting me down. You could never. If being the way you were before is the answer, then I'm in all the way. But what about your brother? Your brother also got changed too, didn't he? Yeah. Were you ever able to find out what? No. And I know he's been testing his powers out, right? Well, wow. Wait, you can die and not die. Oh. I don't know. I don't understand this world that we're in. Well, I don't know. I understand him running around trying to figure out what he is. Yours was apparent, you know? Full moon, bam. Aversion to chocolate, bam. Do you remember that night that you were trying a Snickers bar, even though you, yeah, because you used to love them? To change is to no longer be able to do things that you once did or brought you joy because you just don't have the time in your life for them, I guess. I don't know. I'm acting like I'm super philosophical when I don't even have my own life figured out. I'm just going along to get along as well. Yeah, I guess you shouldn't be taking advice from a basket case on what to do with yours. Oh, I don't know. Well, that. What? No. No, honey. We can still have a life together. But no, why couldn't we have kids? Why? Well, no, that's a point. I don't know if this passes on either, I guess, but well, no, I Well, that's what a lot of people want. They want to have a family when they get older. And no, I didn't think about the fact that you probably know that makes sense. I would be wondering too. Well, let's say you can't. Let's say you can't and it sucks or you would pass it on and you don't want to do that. I don't know. The world's pretty messed up as is, you know, all the problems and weather and wars and stuff. Who wants to bring anything into this? Who? It's almost selfish to want it. And no, I get that too, but I guess what I'm trying to say is it's not that big a deal if we go one way or we go the other. It's not a massive, for me. No, why would I leave you for that? Gosh, you know, everything that you've been worried about recently is just whether or not I'm going to leave you. And if I did, I'd be a terrible person. You were there for me when nobody was, when no one believed me, when people thought I was crazy. You believed me. You were there. And if I didn't repay you that kindness, I'd be a terrible person. I just, okay. Okay. All right. No. No, no, we can't start the family now. Okay. Hold on to that thought. No. No, you can pick me up. It's fine. Okay. You have to go to work. It just, you can be late for work. You can be late for work. That's fine. All right. No, not here. Let's go upstairs. All right, honey. I love you. Hey guys, Zena Alexander here. Everybody, again, I'm so sorry. Patreon is going back and forth over my ID. I moved a couple of years ago, and because I have another account that I subscribe to people on for Patreon, I guess there's just an abundance of security, which I appreciate, but it's also very frustrating. Thank you everyone who's inquired about it. Like, it means a lot to me. It's actually like almost, it's bizarre. Because again, this can't be real. We're also coming up on 4,000 subscribers soon, which is also not a real number. I can't with this. I really appreciate you guys a lot. So I was planning a live stream at 4,000, and it'll probably happen this weekend. I don't have an exact time or date. I hope that you guys that can make it can be there. If not, I promise I won't hold it against you. Probably do some more reading of some ASMR scripts off of ASMR Script Haven and just chit chat. You guys can ask me anything that you want. I'm pretty much an open book on 90% of things. And anyways, guys, I've had a lot of fun with this. I'm so glad that Rise of Renzor is back. Olga will be coming back on Sunday, which means tomorrow will most likely be the Neko. We'll find out if they finally make it to the spiders. We'll find out. Anyways, guys, I love you more than bacon cheese fries. If you guys are not following me on Reddit, well, you don't have to, but I also have been posting some new stuff. If you guys know any people who make Monster Girl content, I started a subreddit specifically for that because I really love Monster Girl type stuff. Shout out to Skeletor, who sent a super thanks last video, because that more or less paid for my encyclopedia of Monster Girls. It's on its way. So I'm really, really excited. I love you guys, and I will see you in the next one. Bye!